What's up, guys? This is step six for the 25 steps to building a successful brand. It's basically, you know, finding your interest, finding your niche, you know, basically finding what, you know, you love to do, what you're passionate about. Yep. You know, for me, I'm just going to break it down. Everybody knows that, you know, my brand is fitness, passions, and paychecks. I mean, damn, I fucked that one all the way up.
It's fitness brand.
Yeah. Fitness. What is it?
Your passions and paychecks.
Okay, no. Fitness, fashion, and finance.
There you go. Yeah, fitness, fashion.
Can I start this one over?
No, you're good, bro. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Fitness,
it's fine.
Fashion, and finance. Those are, you know, things that drive my interest. Fitness, you know, like I said, I found my purpose, and you know, I feel like fitness is what I love to do. I can go to the gym every single day and be completely satisfied, and not, you know, and not be like, damn, I gotta go to the gym today. For me, it's fun. It's not a chore. It's something I literally love to do. It makes me feel good. It makes me, you know, it caters to everything in my life. You know what I mean? It just works. So I can do it every single day and not have a problem with it. Only time, like, when I don't want to, if I'm tired. But I still want to go, even on my rest day. That's the crazy part. And, you know, fashion, I love fashion. I love clothes. I love designing. I love creating. You know what I mean? I'm a creative person. So I can create clothes all the time because it's a part of my why and my purpose. You know, that's how I'm going to leave my legacy is through my clothes. When I'm gone, there's still my articles of clothing are still going to be left around. And that's a part, you know, a part of my interest. So I can do that every single day. Finance, I love to make money. Don't get it twisted. I love to promote. I mean, I love to, you know, inspire, motivate. I love to grind. I love to work out. But I also love to make money. So those three things.
There's nothing in life you really can do without money.
Facts. That's 100%. And so, like, those three things drive me every day. Those are my interests. So I find people who love the same things I like. It makes it very easy to build a brand when your community and the people that you rock with love the same things. A lot of people have a hard time, you know, finding, you know, what it is they love to do and finding the people who love to do the same things. If you can figure out and dial that in and, you know, and really love what you do and, like, more for be passionate about what you do, you will find people, you will attract people who love the same things you do and are going to rock with you. And that's really what the big thing is, you know, you, like, take your interests and then propel them. You know, put them on camera. Tell people what you love about them. Tell people how you do it. Tell people where you see yourself doing it in a couple years. You know, you got to let people know what you love to do, because or if you don't, you're never going to find people who love to do the same things.
Mm-hmm.
And you're never going to have anybody to sell to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest part. You know, so you're never going to have anybody to sell to if you don't know what you love to do and you can't find or attract the people who love to do the same things.
Yeah, for me it's like I love entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I love photography, videography, creating content is a big front for me because essentially what I like is operational business. Mm-hmm. Like going in there, finding logistics, getting sales, like understanding how I'm going to get from this place to the next place. And it still takes some sort of creativity mm-hmm. to say if my business is at $10,000 a month, how am I going to get to $100,000 a month?
Facts.
Like that's what inspires me. That's what I like. And there's, you know, it's cool to be entrepreneur this day mm-hmm. and all this like type of shit that you see. But for me, it's like that's my interest. That's what mm-hmm. I found. And yes, I am in the creative space. And yes, I am in the creative niche. So obviously, I'm going to surround myself around other creatives and show them like, hey, a lot of people struggle in my niche is, you know, making money. Mm-hmm. They're like broke creatives because mm-hmm. they understand how to take a dope picture, but they don't understand how to sell like their life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, their life depended on it. So for me, I've found and something that goes into interest is finding loopholes mm-hmm. in that interest. And that's mm-hmm. where you can become the guy mm-hmm. for this,
yeah.
because a lot of people, you know, take dope pictures, take dope stuff, but they don't know how to make money. They don't know how to monetize. They don't know the business aspect of it. So for me, it was like I found a loophole. There's so many videos on there. I'm not making camera basics or video mm-hmm. 101. Dude, go watch this guy. This guy already made it. I'm not going to waste my time. Let me show you. This is the loophole in my market, mm-hmm. which is nobody's actually going on there and showing you how to make money mm-hmm. as a creative, how to establish a business, how to mm-hmm. establish yourself, how to find out logistics, how to get invoices and contracts and CRMs and all that stuff. So that's what I want to show as far as a creative and understanding like, hey, that's what's going to get you paid. That's what's going to get those high paying gigs. Mm-hmm. All right. Like if you notice the production guy, the guy behind the camera, and there's nothing wrong with that, he's not the guy getting the contracts. He's not the guy getting paid. He's just out there doing a job. So it also depends on like what you want to do. But for me, that's where I found the loophole. So always find your interest, just like T did, and then mm-hmm. find the loophole in there mm-hmm. and become the guy in whatever interest that you have.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what it is. I mean, there's always a problem within every niche. You know what I'm saying? That's what he means by loophole. Is like there's always problems within every niche and everything. Someone needs something of value that's missing. You just have to find whatever it is and provide the solution. at the end of the day. And that's how, you know, you monetize, you know, your niche and your interest. And once you figure that out, it becomes, you're not working anymore. It's like you're providing a solution to a group of people who love the same things you do, and it's making them better. You know, ultimately, you're providing value, and then you can really sell whatever, because the value that you give will always exceed the price. And so if you become valuable within your niche or within your interest, you will be able to charge accordingly. And that way it'll be everything be worth your time, and it will never become work. It will never become work.
That's a big fact. That's a big fact. So there's nothing else as far as this video. So if you guys have any questions, again, just email us, let us know, and we'll see you on the next video.